Scholastic Audio presents Wild Lily by K.M. Payton. Read by Lauren Irwin. Far away, they heard the sound again. In a better place this time, coming from the village end of the lake, in the proper place for descending onto the runway. But too fast, or too slow. How many times had he practiced it? The clever bit of learning to fly, to land. Apparently any fool could take off. They were silent now, staring into the bright sky. This time the airplane came into view at what looked the right height and in the right place. It seemed to be coming very fast. Did it have brakes? Lily wondered wildly. It seemed to waver about somewhat, its wings tipping one way and then the other, which was surely wrong, but still high enough to clear the ground. Too high? Lily cried out.
Bloody hell, breathed the vicar's son.
The plane sank suddenly, and its wheels hit the ground. Too fast. It bounced up again, seemed to shudder like a wounded bird, and then dropped for the second time. Not quite so hard. Another bounce, then another, and it slewed sideways nearly into the lake and came to an anguished halt half-facing the way it had come. The engine stopped, and there was a sweet silence. Not even birdsong, for the birds had all been scared away. The spectators let out a collective sigh of relief, and then they were all running toward the skewed plane, laughing and shouting, Lily as well. She wanted to scream to relieve her agony of fear, but she bit her lip and stifled the stupid words that came into her head, not to give herself away. It was just a lark. The boys were all laughing their heads off. Anthony wasn't dead, after all. He was still sitting in the cockpit, pushing up his goggles. He was as white as a sheet, but pretended nothing was untoward.
Sorry if I scared you. Got it a bit wrong first time.
Yeah. And the second time, too, Simon said unkindly.
Not perfect, no, but I will improve. Early days. You wait.
If they had been scared, Lily could see that Anthony, with reason, had been even more so. She wondered if it had put him off. But he said,
Easy as pie next time. You'll see. I landed properly plenty of times at Brooklands.
Nerves, that's all. Said John kindly. Are you going up again now? You know, like getting back on a horse after a fall.
No, why should I? I got it right the second time. Tomorrow I'll go for a spin and one of you shall come with me.
That's what I got it for
us all to have a bit of fun. Who wants to be first?
There was a marked silence.
Then Cedric said, Not me.
John cleared his throat awkwardly.
Rather you got a bit more practice in first, old chap.
Simon?
Absolutely bloody not.
Anthony stared at them, mortified. Disappointment and indignation mingled in his features. He pulled off his brand new flying helmet and flung it down in disgust. Lily thought he looked as if he were going to cry. His triumph short-lived.
I thought we were going to be in this together. Get about and have a load of fun. I didn't think you were such a lily-livered bunch of old women. I went into it thinking of all of us. All of us having a lark.
His voice trailed off. Lily stepped forward.
I'll come, Anthony. Take me. I'm not scared.
Lily.
They all gaped at her. Anthony's face broke into a great smile, and Lily thought for a glorious moment he was going to hug her. But he rounded triumphantly to the others.
You see, a girl. Lily's not scared. She's worth 10 of you lot. You're a brick, Lily. I love you.
If only, Lily thought. She stood, trembling. Then Anthony said,
Tomorrow morning, Lily, meet me here and you will be my first passenger. I promise you, it will be great. My first real trip all round Surrey. You will love it.
The time-lapse, tomorrow, was balm to Lily's nerves. She thought she would pass out with relief.
all night to get used to the idea, to talk herself into believing in Antony's skill. Of course she had faith in him. There was nothing to be scared of. Only a great treat to look forward to. She looked up and saw the three boys staring at her. Their expressions were hard to make out, but she had an uneasy instinct that pity was uppermost. She felt her lips quiver, but she said, "Fine, Antony, I'll be here in the morning," and walked home.